A surprise outcome in Florida's Democratic gubernatorial primary had Democrats hoping to reclaim the state governor's mansion and wrest control from Republicans for the first time in 20 years. The state party's hopes rested on Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who came close to becoming the first Black governor in Florida history. I'm Lynn Hatter. It was tears, cheers, and hugs as Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum celebrated his victory in the Democratic gubernatorial primary at a downtown hotel back in August.
Hey, Rep. All right, all right. 1-1-1. Are y'all ready to flip Florida blue?
Gillum's campaign energized progressives by focusing on education, environmental protection, and a livable minimum wage. In the waning weeks of the primary, progressive Senator Bernie Sanders even came out to stump for Gillum.
You know, not a lot of people really believed in him. And I mean, according to the polls, he wasn't going to win.
Gillum supporter and former campaign intern Jamie Graves says she never doubted Gillum could pull it off, despite his campaign never raising as much money as the presumed frontrunners, in part because the mayor had been dogged by an FBI investigation into Tallahassee city corruption.
I would ask people to measure me by my actions.
Gillum was never identified as a target of the probe.
Right, I've been elected 15 years. I've had not a smirch on my name until I decided to run for governor, and now it is I'm supposed to prove that I am somehow not under investigation. I think that's an unfair standard.
That probe would prove problematic and eventually result in the indictment of a Tallahassee commissioner. Republican nominee and now governor-elect Ron DeSantis would use it to attack Gillum throughout the general election. Of the serious contenders, Gillum was the only non-millionaire or billionaire in the Democratic primary, but he did get a financial assist from Democratic funders George Soros and Tom Steyer. In 2003, Gillum became the youngest person elected to the Tallahassee City Commission at 23 years old. He was elected mayor in 2014 and has been consistently rated as a person to watch in Democratic politics. His name was briefly floated as a potential running mate for Hillary Clinton in 2016.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Andrew Gillum, mayor of Tallahassee, Florida.
Hello, my fellow Democrats. And hello, my fellow Floridians.
The same year, he addressed the Democratic National Convention. Still, Gillum never climbed higher than third in most polls, trailing former Congresswoman Gwen Graham and former Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine throughout the primary.
Well, Andrew Gillum's win, to me, is very surprising.
Gillum's primary win shocked even longtime election observers like the Tampa Bay Times' political correspondent William March, who said Florida Democrats have a long history of nominating moderates.
They're nominating someone on the left side of the field of primary candidates, Andrew Gillum. It shows the extent to which both parties are being pushed toward the extremes.
But even with all that excitement, Gillum still lost his gubernatorial bid to DeSantis. He would later end up making two concession speeches, one on the night of the election and another a few weeks later, after a recount showed him still down thousands of votes.
We wanted to make sure that every single vote, including those that were overvotes, undervotes, as long as it was a legally cast vote, we wanted those votes to be counted.
Yet all may not be lost. Gillum's name is now being floated as a potential 2020 presidential election candidate. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.